This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, including across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, doing whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, for whatever reason, thank you very much for keeping America moving along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also jump in the chat room, the Captain's Group in Facebook, and also on Parler, the Captain's America, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website with a lot of different things you can take advantage of over there by going to the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now to start our number one, we have Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, yesterday afternoon, I thought we were going to start with this story, and that was where we were going to go. But I'm going to mention it just to get it out there. Attorney General William Barr told the Associated Press yesterday that the Justice Department has not uncovered any evidence of widespread voter fraud yet that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
Yes, that was a very, very interesting thing. He said that in an interview yesterday.
And he used the word yet.
Yet, and I think that's the operative word right now. Obviously, and I think there was a clarification later on that, you know, they are looking at evidence that's coming their way, this kind of a thing. But as of yesterday, they, as you said, the official word is that they don't have any big thing to talk about yet. However, that could change. It just depends. Now, the interesting thing, Captain, was that the president's attorney, Jenna Ellis, she sort of shot off a communication right away saying, well, you know, we've uncovered, according to her, all kinds of fraud and issues in several states, and wanting them to take a look at that, obviously. So it's continuing, and we'll get more from Attorney General Barr, I'm sure.
Well, having been in the trucking business for going on about 30 years with my wife when she was alive, that was our part-time business that we had, which actually became full-time because she ran it, and having hauled the mail a number of times over that 30-year period, I got my ears just perked right up when I heard the interview on Fox News with the truck driver who came out with a load of mail. He was a contractor, just like what we did, came out with a load of mail in Bethpage, Long Island, and went to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Then he went to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and on his truck, he saw them load pallets of ballots from Bethpage, Long Island, New York. Took them across state lines to go to Pennsylvania. What the hell? And this was after the election.
Yes. I mean, this has got red flags all over the place, Captain. And certainly, even and especially, as you said, that very important phrase, across state lines as well. So obviously, this appears to be some kind of an operation going on, and we need more information. Now, what I think is really salient here, Captain, is the idea that here you have this individual, this contract trucker, coming forward. You know, he doesn't need any of this aggravation and problem. So he's definitely risking a lot to come forward and tell what he knows, tell what he sees or had seen. And also, Captain, at some point he said he came out and the trailer that he had picked up to haul was gone.
Yeah.
And he has no explanation for where it would have gone. I mean, so again, this has all the hallmarks. If you were watching this in a movie, you'd say, yep, all makes sense. But it's definitely enough, I think, to warrant a very serious consideration and investigation on this.
And PA Congressman Mike Kelly, who had a lawsuit going, I think his lawsuit was tabled or set aside or whatever, has asked us, the Supreme Court of the United States, to take a look at these absentee ballots. In the meantime, Senator Ted Cruz has publicly requested the Supreme Court hear the Pennsylvania election challenge. So now we've got some other voices in the mix here. Now, it doesn't mean it's going to happen because, again, you have to have four Supreme Court justices that agree to hear the case.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, this idea that what's coming from Congressman Kelly seems to be pretty confined to, as you talked about, the absentee ballots. Senator Ted Cruz also making similar calls here. Yesterday was December the 1st. We now have 13 days to get to December 14th, when presumably the Electoral College will meet and the votes will be cast. That's a very, very narrow window, but with what we're hearing, perhaps it will be compelling enough for four of those justices to agree to hear the case, if anything, to be thorough so the American people have some idea that these things are being reviewed, because I think more and more people out there, Captain, want at least that done.
Well, Senator Ted Cruz, who of course is a Republican from Texas, publicly urged the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the expedited appeal of a case challenging the election results in Pennsylvania, saying the matter raises serious legal issues. And we'll have more when we come back on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle, hang on. And folks, we are coming right back. Kathy's going to give you the phone number. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you thought things couldn't get changed around anymore, you just heard it.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot over at Relief Factor, and thank you to all the people that are taking advantage of trying the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. I've been getting a lot of good comments, and yesterday I got some comments from both Pete and Seth who put me on a conference call, and they were telling me about all the new people that are adding Relief Factor to their package to see if they can get rid of pain. That's what it's all about. Now, I'll tell you what, the 3-week quick start costs $19.95, about a dollar a day, to see if they can help you get you out of pain for whatever you got going on. So if you're struggling with neck, back, shoulder, hip, knee pain, general muscle aches and pain from your normal everyday activities, then I'm going to make a suggestion to you for something that works for me religiously. I take it at least 2 times a day. It's the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor for only $19.95. Now, you can give them a call at 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you to get that price. That's 800-500-8384 and tell them the captain sent you. If you don't tell them the captain sent you, they're going to charge you full price. So you got to remember relieffactor.com, the website, relieffactor.com, and always refer the captain as sending you to get that reduced price, or give them a call at 800-500-8384. That's relieffactor.com. And I'm telling you, I use it religiously, and it works for me, and hopefully it will work for you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, I'm going to bring Mike from Clearwater into the mix here. Hey, Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning,
Captain.
Okay, before you start, I want to mention a phone call I just got from Atlanta. And, Kyle, you already know about it, I told you. We got a call from one of our faithful listeners up there in Atlanta, and she told me that for the second time they sent her an absentee ballot that she did not request. Now, this one is for the upcoming Senate race, I'm sure. The last one was for the presidential race. So here we go again.
Absolutely, Captain. I mean, this is, I'm sure her story is duplicated across many other individuals. Very, very concerning. If she didn't ask for it, why is she getting an absentee ballot?
That's right.
Yep.
That's right. Okay, Mike, go ahead.
Well, and you know, Captain and Kyle, it amazes me that here we have these hearings. I saw the truck driver testify. Now, in Wisconsin, apparently somebody testified and said that, okay, well, if we got ballots in and they were not filled out properly. Now, my understanding is, according to Wisconsin law, it can be fixed, but they have to contact the person, and that person has to come in and fix it themselves. Well, this lady was saying the poll workers were fixing them. If the names weren't right or the addresses weren't right, they were doing it themselves, which is flagrant fraud. And with what's going on in Georgia, we have to be hypersensitive. We know they're going to try to steal it again. The lady just said that she got a ballot that she didn't ask for. What she needs to do is contact the FBI and turn that over to them, or whatever law enforcement agency that handles that. I would think it would be the FBI, but then again, you have so many corrupt people in the FBI that, I don't know if you can trust those.
Well, actually, I would go to the Donald Trump campaign, DonaldJTrump.com, and there's a section there.
That might be a better thing, Captain.
And then that's where you said
it. We already know that federal law enforcement is fraught with, crooked people. And I know there's, let me be fair, there's tons of FBI agents that do right, that do their job like they're supposed to, but we also know that there's ones that don't. But I'm just amazed at how none of these hearings were covered on CNN or MSNBC. But yet, the American people have the right to listen to this. At least listen to it and then make up your own mind whether you think fraud happened. We all know it did. But to not even show it to the American people, to me, is shameful. And I just want to see what you and the professor think.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mike. All right. Well, Kyle, you first.
Well, Mike, I agree totally. I think that the American people have the right to hear these things. Fortunately, there are some ways to find it, but you kind of have to go find it. But what's happening in the media is collectively they are simply ignoring any of these kinds of very compelling, very powerful testimonies because they have already decided, it would appear, that they're done with Donald Trump and all this stuff, and it's Biden all the way, and they're doing a great disservice to the American people because the American people aren't getting actual reporting and journalism. This is a huge story, and they're just brushing it all off.
Well, that's true. Let me just mention something here. The Trump campaign is looking for what we call a friendly judge. Now, he's looking for a fair, honest, and courageous judge, one who honors and respects the rule of law, could be male or female, and one who has the character to live up to the distinguished title that they've been had bestowed upon them, or him or her. But the problem is, so far, they haven't found one.
Right. Exactly. And so what happens then is that it actually amplifies in the media by simply saying, look, see, it got rejected again. There's just nothing there to see, folks. Nothing there to see. But it's because they haven't found the judge who is intrepid enough yet to take this on, because this is huge. We can't even tell you how big this story and this whole situation truly is.
And again, now we've got United States Postal Service whistleblowers coming forward alleging illegal activity, certainly activity with ballots that were taken and delivered across state lines. What the hell is that all about?
Well, right. I mean, that certainly amplifies whatever crime is being committed at that point, based on what we know so far. But also it shows a boldness. It shows a complete disregard for our democratic system in terms of voting. And again, we've heard so many things, Captain, over the last 4 years about attacking our democracy. Well, these kinds of things are a direct attack upon our democracy because it seeks to subvert the will of the people, disenfranchise voters, and again, simply install somebody or a system or a machine, for that matter, that is totally antithetical to where the country is really heading.
And the next state, the next state that Rudy Giuliani is headed to is Michigan to testify on the election in front of a legislative committee.
Right, and again, there's some different tracks here because the state legislatures can take action if they find it to be very compelling. So again, getting more information out there is really the key because the American people, I think, by and large, again, they want to know the truth, and if the truth is out there and it's compelling, they are going to, I think, I would believe, put pressure on their own elected officials, but also start that critical mass that even a biased media in favor of Biden can't overcome.
Now, there are some people that probably heard me, say what I did about the Attorney General Barr and his comment, and then we suddenly reverted around to this again. But the key word with Attorney General Barr, and I'm going to read his words, I want you to concentrate on what I'm telling you here right now. Attorney General William Barr told the Associated Press yesterday that the Justice Department has not uncovered any evidence of widespread voter fraud yet, that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. That does not mean they're not still looking for it. Does not mean there's not still an investigation going on, which there is. It means that so far they haven't found any widespread fraud.
Well, right, in the sense that they can officially make any statement about it or come to any kind of conclusion, but one would think, Captain, that even just a cursory look at what the president's attorneys have already
It's there.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
The question is how much and what kind.
Precisely. And again, we're talking about sworn affidavits.
Yep.
You know, if you swear in an affidavit and you're lying, you can go to jail for that. A lot of people have risked a lot. And again, just like the truck driver, there's no reason for them to go and take this kind of pressure into their lives and the kind of reaction that they are going to get from the other side, as it were, because they must be just wanting to tell the truth about things. And we need to investigate their claims and find out if they hold water or not. I mean, that's the American way. But we're being told, Captain, that just stop. Just don't think about this anymore and just move forward. That's not the way we've done things for over two centuries in this country, and we're not going to start now.
And here comes the music, so we'll have to wait till we come back. But when we come back, I'm going to mention some more things here pertaining to the election. I've got about, 9 different stories, all different states where things are going on, including a winning race yesterday in your state, Kyle. A winner was declared. Okay, folks, another Republican won in California, another congressional seat. How about that? We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressman Mike Kelly of Pennsylvania is asking the Supreme Court to nullify the certification of the election in his state. Kelly is asking for an emergency order that would reverse last week's certification of former Vice President Joe Biden's win. He also filed with the court to hear an appeal of his lawsuit regarding the constitutionality of Pennsylvania's no-excuse absentee voting. His suit, which was denied in state courts, said that the Pennsylvania legislature violated the state's constitution when they changed mail-in voting rules. And the CDC will change its guidelines for quarantining close contacts of those who tested positive for coronavirus. Multiple reports say the new recommendations will cut the self-isolation time from 14 days to 7 with a negative test, or 10 with no test. The director of the CDC reportedly informed Vice President Mike Pence that the changes would be coming soon. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Ritz.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico. Geico.com is the website, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, they are my insurance company. I've been with them going on 15 years. And I can tell you that they've done a really good job by me, and I really appreciate the professionalism they've shown and the discount that I get for being a safe driver and all that other good stuff. Now, here's what you can do. You can go to the website, geico.com, and type in your zip code, and they will ask you about the car or the truck you're driving, or maybe you got a motorcycle or an ATV, a boat, an RV. You want to get them insured. They'll give you a cost comparison and tell you what it will cost you. But in the meantime, they also have homeowners and renters insurance. So if you do that, you get what's called a bundle rate, and it's even cheaper yet because of the fact that you've included either your home or your apartment. So there you go. So think about that at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we have a caller on the line. I'm going to go right over to the caller right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Liberal Larry. I'm on my way to work. Can you hear me pretty good in my car?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah, you can't hear me in my truck. That's why I'm calling from my car.
Oh, okay.
You guys are talking about the FBI. I just wanted to point out that they're kind of really not interested in the voting fraud. They're trying to figure out when and where they're going to investigate their next mass shooting. And with Bill Barr... Boy, he was on vacation in George W. Bush's ranch in Texas, so what do you want him to do about it? Now, with that being said, if this doesn't make you sick, and I'm talking to you, the American people, what the crap that they're pulling on us, then I guess nothing will make you sick. But the best advice Matt gave me was at Two Guys Gun Show. He said, He said, Liberal Larry, just stay out of trouble and take care of your family. And, you know, there's not much we can do right now but sit and wait. But it's pretty sickening, and I'll leave you with that. God bless America.
All right, guys. All right, well, thank you very much, and we appreciate that very much. And, that, of course, is Liberal Larry. And that is what I told him. He was saying, well, what are we going to do? What can we do? And I said, well, the best thing you can do is stay out of trouble and take care of your family and see if we can ride this wave out. But, you know, we've all got to get involved somehow. And, again, calling your state legislatures, your legislators, your state reps, state senators, calling your congressmen and women. It was suggested, there was an email we got here during the break, that they suggest that they get rid of the universal ballots and perhaps pass a federal law so they can't send the universal ballots out to everybody. But unfortunately, Kyle, that's not a federal thing. That's a state thing.
Well, it would go to the states because the states govern how they elect their electors that
right.
go to the, you know, to the Electoral College, basically. So, yeah, so it definitely would be a state-level thing. But I really appreciate what Liberal Larry was talking about and what you told him, Captain. And, you know, here's one of the things we're not going to do in all of this. We're not going to crumble. We're not going to
give up. We're not going to fold the tent.
That's right. And we are going to take care of our families. We are going to do all those things because, you know what, Captain? The far left thinks that they can make people grow weary, that they can break them in some way, make them give up hope. But that's not the way we've done things, and we're not gonna change that now at all.
No, and all the stuff they were doing with the polls and all that stuff, that was all for voter suppression to try to keep the Republicans from going out to vote. Because I had a lot of people going, well, what's the use? We're behind by 15 points or whatever. And all that. So what do you mean, what's the use? We're not behind by 15 points anywhere.
Well, exactly. And, in fact, I saw a headline earlier today, Captain, you know, more Republicans are now starting to support Biden. And I thought, this is the same kind of polling we saw right before the election. Again, it's designed to create a narrative, create a perception out there. Because I don't know anybody who's simply going, well, you know, it's just all Biden now. It's all fine. You know, they're not, in other words, they're not turning into Democrats overnight.
No, and they're not going to.
Nope.
Okay, well, back to where we were at here. Dick Morse told Newsmax TV. Now, he's been doing a lot of talking lately. He's one of those people you might remember. He was with the Clintons, and then, of course, he'd had enough of the Clintons. He came over to the sunshine, if you will, from the dark side. But Dick Morse yesterday told Newsmax that there's enough episodic evidence to establish a pattern of voter fraud across the country. And I got to say, I agree with him. But again, here we go. We need to find a friendly judge. And that gets it started. And again, when it comes to the Supreme Court, we need four justices, not one, not two, not three, but four justices that want to hear this case that they bring to them.
Well, that's right, because, you know, Captain, what we're talking about and what we're seeing with these affidavits and all these different things that we're hearing and finding out about, it is not analogous to trying to find Bigfoot or trying to, you know, finding space aliens or stuff like that, of which it's kind of being portrayed as in many ways, and basically. But we're talking about real people that can be interviewed, real stories that can be cross-referenced, all these wonderful things that intrepid reporters used to do, and that any law enforcement, you know, would be able to check out and have a good idea of whether or not there's veracity to these stories. So that,
right.
That's exactly what needs to happen. But you're right. You have to find the right judge who's going to take on the case and literally just blow the whole thing wide open.
And then in Georgia, the president has stepped up his pressure against the governor there, Governor Kemp, saying, do something.
Yes, exactly. Well, again, it's as if, and I heard Newt Gingrich speaking about this earlier, you know, Stacey Abrams just seems to control everything, you know, for some reason that everybody's sort of under the thumb there.
Well, she controls everything, but Judge Jeanine last night on Fox came out and cited how it was unconstitutional for them to be doing what they were doing on her behalf, that the agreement they made with her was actually unconstitutional because it was not up to the governor. It was not up to the Secretary of State to do anything. It was up to the state legislature to pass legislation, because that's the way it's set up in Georgia, and they did not do it that way. So anything deal that was struck with Stacey Abrams is not a deal at all.
Yeah, that's very, very compelling, absolutely. But again, you know, I'm sure the president is just has such consternation about why isn't this governor doing anything that seems to be productive in this. And I guess your guess is as good as mine. Why is he dragging the feet the way he is?
And then out in Arizona, Congressman Andy Biggs says that there's enough evidence in Arizona for a lawsuit there.
Well, right. I was listening to the testimony with Giuliani in Arizona just in the last day or so, and there's so many things going on, so many things about the voting machines, how they're designed to be connected to the Internet, how they're designed to be able to make these kinds of changes. The idea that there's could have been what they call a man-in-the-middle attack when the data gets sent out somewhere else and then comes back. But it's coming back from a man in the middle, a middleman, basically, who intercepts it. That was basically, I think, what they were talking about. But again, see, it's not that there's not compelling evidence. If you were bringing this in, if it was this was a regular case, I think it would get bound over for trial pretty quick, Captain.
Now, the other thing is, out in your state, former Representative Congressman Garcia, now a congressman again, won his race in California 25 by 333 votes.
That's right. Now, this was, now he had won that before 6 months ago, because that was the election, I think, because former Democratic Representative Katie Hill had to step down because there was the House Ethics Committee probe into an improper relationship with a congressional staffer. So it's good that he was able to come back and do it all again.
And a bipartisan lawmaker group, which is bringing some question of what's going on, has now offered some $908 billion in COVID aid relief. That's Joe Manchin and that group trying to get things going there to get the relief package going for the COVID people.
Yes. And you know what, Captain? When we're looking at, especially here in Southern California, restaurateurs, small business people, that if they close their doors, they're done. If they have to shut down at this time of year and lose everything and no stimulus. So I personally hope that they will get some kind of relief. But as Mitch McConnell was talking about earlier yesterday, they want to be able to do something where they know they're going to have a presidential signature on it. So I think that's the thing he would strive to put together.
And in Wisconsin, a lawsuit was brought forward there for absentee ballot abuses that apparently has affected some 220,000 votes.
And if they're fraudulent and they got thrown out, guess what? I think it doesn't flip it to Trump pretty easily.
Yep, sure does. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Yeah, we got cold weather, and yeah, we got snow. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, not quite out of bed yet, but she will be in about another 2 hours, and then she'll be out in the stable at the D&D Stables, where she and her husband run that, and they house horses, and they also teach riding and whatnot there, but they're just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And this Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Remember, on the Third Watch, pull on into a Pilot or Flying J, tell them you heard me, the captain, talking about their fine establishment on the radio, and I told them, told you that you could get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, and they will get you just that for a nice free hot cup of coffee. But you want to think about joining the driver's club and get a take advantage of the points that you'll get for buying fuel, for buying food in the restaurant, and for buying supplies in the trucker store. And also they have an RV club there too, where you can take advantage of that same type of scenario. But anyway, we're going to get started, and here's a little Tim McGraw in concert.
And I was 17, bought a cold as gasoline. I drove out to the county fair. Then I saw her for the first time. She was standing there. by the railroad tracks. While she had a suntan line and red lipstick, worked so hard for that first kiss that her heart don't forget. Something like that.
Tim McGraw in concert, and that was a song that he made popular, and boy, that was played all over the place. I'm going to bring Kyle in here. You remember that one?
Yeah, I love that one. Absolutely.
Yep, Heart Don't Forget.
That's right.
All righty, well, I'm going to read the statement, then I'm going to turn it over to you because we definitely got weather all over the place. Again, a system is expected to develop across the southern tier of the U.S., and produce a few hazards. Isolated strong to severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rain is possible from southeast Texas to southwest Louisiana, while heavy accumulating snow is expected across parts of Kansas and Oklahoma, namely along I-40 and I-35 north-south out of Oklahoma going up into Kansas. And then we've also got... over in the northwest, we have a lot of fog there tonight, and we've got down in Southern California, down below you, Kyle, an elevated fire weather threat because I guess the winds have picked up again there.
Well, that's right, Captain. Yeah, we'll start in Southern California tonight. We are having a fire weather warning, fire weather watch. This covers San Diego, Orange County, Riverside, San Bernardino area, Santa Ana, which is in Orange County, of course. Also, the L.A. County, Santa Clarita. So pretty much all over Southern California, as far north as Oxnard and Ventura. And you're right, the winds are there, forecast to pick up. Starting, well, Wednesday night through Friday, that's when it's supposed to be the heaviest. We could get gusts of up to 60 miles an hour and 80 miles per hour in the most wind-prone areas, foothills, basically. So they can get pretty strong. So that's going to last pretty much, that warning is going to last pretty much until about Saturday or so. It's not going to bring any moisture. It's all going to be cold air, we understand, but it's still going to be very treacherous if there's any kind of fire issue going on. And as we move north, we still have a freeze warning in Fresno. It's dropped off the big map, but in Fresno, they definitely are cooling down. They've got a freeze warning there. And then up at the California-Oregon border, as you travel up the Interstate 5, we're going to run into air stagnation all over the place in the Pacific Northwest. That means there's little vertical mixing of the air, and that means that pollutants are going to start gathering more near the surface, so the air quality is not going to be as good, obviously. So if you're sensitive to that, you want to make sure that you're taking precautions. We've also got some wind all through the areas as well. Right now in Medford, it's 31 degrees, and looks like we've got some pretty freezing conditions there, which can also translate into, if it's foggy there or what have you, it's definitely going to be something. Wind advisory as you move up the 5 towards Portland, Oregon. We've also got more air stagnation covering most of northern Washington, most of northern Oregon as well, and that goes all the way over into Idaho, Captain. This is going to be basically covering most of the southern part of Idaho right now. Boise, of course, included Idaho Falls, Pocatello as well. What's not on the map tonight, though, is quite significant. We don't have a wind warning or advisory in Cheyenne or Laramie, Wyoming, so they're getting a little bit of a respite. Cold in Denver right now, Captain, 28 degrees, and winter weather advisories near Santa Fe and Albuquerque, New Mexico, to round things out tonight.
Well, let's go over to Oklahoma because let's see here, the central part of Oklahoma going straight up through the middle of Oklahoma on up towards Salina, Kansas. You've got some winter weather conditions. You've got a winter storm warning in the central part of Oklahoma and the southern central part of Kansas tonight. So I-40 coming out of Amarillo, you're going to have weather as you head over towards Oklahoma City. That weather has been developing, so be prepared for that one. By the way, around Albuquerque tonight, we've got snow in the higher elevations all around Albuquerque. Four Corners, that's where the winds are tonight. We've got gusts up to 40 miles an hour on I-40 in the Four Corners section of New Mexico. And then down south, we've got some windy conditions in Louisiana, western Louisiana. We've got some gale warnings offshore in the Gulf from central Louisiana all the way over to the Mexican border. From the Keys on up to Miami, we've got some gale warnings there. Very cold temperatures tonight. Hard freeze warning from the Pensacola, Florida area, east all the way over to Jacksonville, Florida, all the way down to just north of me here in Tampa Bay. We're going to be chilly here, probably has some frost around. There's some frost warnings down by Lake Okeechobee tonight. Some windy conditions expected over on the east side of Florida coming off the ocean. And then the snow has started up again, Lake Effect Machine, from Syracuse all the way to Watertown, New York. And it's patchy all the way across to Buffalo as far as Lake Effect snow goes. But there is a winter storm warning now from Dunedin to Erie, Pennsylvania, and then down into the central part of Pennsylvania, which includes Snowshoe. So be advised coming across I-80 tonight in Pennsylvania, especially coming in from Ohio. You've got a winter storm warning. You're going to have conditions all the way over to about Snowshoe. And on the Pennsylvania Turnpike, you'll also have some snow out west there in the mountainous areas. And it looks like we've got some snow in the very northern part of West Virginia as well right now. And a little windy up along the coastline again, all the way up through Maine. Our new listeners up there listening to us in Maine, you got some wind there. I don't need to tell you that. You probably already know that. So there you go. But Kyle, tell us about Pilot and Flying J. You got about 30 seconds.
Well, thank you, Captain. Well, we're sure that you'll agree. If you pull in and get that free cup of coffee, you're going to agree that it's the best coffee on the interstate. Whatever you're craving, if you're out there on the road, they're going to have something good for you. Could be a Denny's, could be an Arby's, could be a Moe's Southwest Grill or Huddle House. So pull on in. It's not your daddy's truck stop anymore.
All righty. We'll be right back, folks, at hour number two on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we got a lot more stuff to talk about. Plenty going on tonight. Plenty going on. And is Iran and Israel going to get into it? Maybe.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.